from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Yes, the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this lovely Monday morning. When you do, this is what you'll be discussing, or at least partly, but you know, the most, you get it. Let's jump right in. All right, item number one. I don't care if you don't think that this should be an item on the water cooler cheat sheet. I do. Captain America, Alex Morgan, called it a career this weekend, played 13 minutes before checking out of her final match, the San Diego Wave.
That was wrong.
Alex Morgan, 13 minutes before checking out her final game, the 35-year-old announced her retirement last week and stepped out against the North Carolina Courage, taking off her boots in a symbolic display to mark the end of a historic career.
They don't wear boots.
They're boots in the soccer world, in the football world,
they're cleats, man. They're not boots.
Listen, you know me more than anybody else is a fan of that, but for Alex Morgan, we're talking about this as soccer fans, not haters. Not haters, man.
We stuff.
Not, all right. Stellar career that included Olympic gold medals, it included World Cup titles, it included NWSL golden boots throughout the career. It was a stellar career that included her final game being shown across the entire ESPN network. It was on every outlet that could find it and had the rights to pick it up. Alex Morgan in the discussion for the GOAT when it comes to American women's soccer. The names, Chastain, Ham, Wambach, Morgan. That's my top four. There's a few others that could be in the argument, but Alex Morgan absolutely on the Mount Rushmore of American women's soccer. Decided she wants to step away and be both a family mom, no, I'm not going to rush, Lonzo. You knock it off, all right? You just go keep reading your AP poll and have fun. We'll come to you later. But this is about Captain America, Alex Morgan. This is about the GOAT, all right? Stepping away after 150 NWSL games, 63 spent in San Diego, wore the captain's armband for the final time, spent time on the field after the game with a mic addressing the fans. Her four-year-old daughter, Charlie, was there as well. Just a phenomenal career for a young lady who has been a game changer. She was part of the revolution that grew women's soccer and women's athletics to a higher level than ever before. You put her out there with names that were the Rapinos of the world, the Hope Solos of the world, and they were the primary driving factor of what I think was going to be considered a golden era of growth in women's sports. Alex Morgan, thank you for everything. Alex Morgan, thank you for being a genuine hero. Alex Morgan, by the way, and I can say this sincerely, clearly, the first, and it probably, this reflects on me more than anything, the first female athlete that I went and specifically found her jersey to wear. Rocked an Alex Morgan jersey for many, many years before I put so many miles on it that it fell apart. We'll also tell you that yesterday after this match, immediately purchased a San Diego Wave Alex Morgan jersey. We'll be here in a couple of weeks and can't wait to debut it. Alex Morgan, thank you for the memories. You legend. Item number two. Your AP Top 25 poll is out for week number two, and shock of shocks, I know the Georgia Bulldogs hang on to their number one position. They improved to 2-0 this weekend with a 48-3 win over Tennessee Tech. Didn't really play anybody, did exactly what they needed to do, went out and dominated. Texas jumps Ohio State into that number two position after they went to the Big House and laid it down on the Michigan Wolverines. I do think this is more about Michigan stepping backwards than it is Texas stepping up, but the voters saw it a different way. However, only four first place votes. Five of them went to the team checked in at number three, Ohio State, the only team that does not belong to the Southeastern Conference inside of the top seven. Alabama goes to four, actually stays at four. Ole Miss jumps a spot to number five. Missouri steps all the way up to number three because apparently beating Buffalo is worth jumping Tennessee, Penn State, and Oregon, but that's just not me. Tennessee goes to seven. Penn State will, despite a scare against Bowling Green, stay at number eight. Oregon drops a pair of spots down to nine. Miami jumps a couple of spots up to number 10 to round out the top 10 after they lay it down on FAMU this weekend. USC comes up two spots to number 11. Utah drops one down to 12, waiting to find out. Cam Rising hurt once again. Where does Cam Rising end up? We'll find out. Utah number 12. The Oklahoma State Cowboys had a scare against Arkansas, yet still jumped up three spots to number 13. The Wildcats of Kansas State at 14. Oklahoma in spot number 15. What ahead of 1-1 LSU, who jumped up a couple of spots. 17, Michigan down 7. 18, Notre Dame down 13 positions after they lose to Northern Illinois this weekend. Walk-off field goal for the Huskies. The Irish doing all they can to keep the always overrated narrative alive. 19, Louisville up three spots. Arizona hangs out at number 20. Iowa State makes their way into the top 25 rankings for the first time this year after they knocked off a top 15 Iowa Hawkeye team. Clemson up three spots from 25.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
now at 22 after they bring the hammer down on the Mountaineers of Appalachian State, Nebraska, to number 23. They were unranked last week. So was Boston College, now at 24. And Northern Illinois knocked off Notre Dame and then jumps to 25. Also receiving votes, how about this? UCF got a vote. TCU got two. BYU, Cal, North Carolina, UNLV, Wisconsin, Liberty, and South Carolina picking up 10 votes in the AP poll. Not ranked, but on their way there. On their way there after being 2-0. Put another one in the bag. We'll see what happens. That's your AP poll. Let's get to item number three. We'll do a Palmetto weekend wrap-up on Mondays during the water cooler cheat sheet. Let's do that right now. We start in the National Football League mainly so that we don't have to spend a ton of time on the National Football League. We spent the entire first hour on the Carolina Panthers. And maybe we'll get back to them later in the show. We'll find out. 47-10, the New Orleans Saints devastate Carolina in game number one. Bryce Young, 13 of 30 for a 161, a pair of interceptions, no touchdowns, a game-long QB rating of 10.7. Not ideal. Carolina also getting only 58 yards, one touchdown on the ground. Adam Thielen led all receivers, three grabs, 49 yards. John Mango had two for 40. Xavier Leggett, four for 35. Deontay Johnson, supposed to be the game changer, only two catches, 19 yards in total, no touchdowns through the air for this team. On the flip side, New Orleans, Derek Carr, 19 of 23, 200 yards and three touchdowns. Alvin Kamara on the ground, 15 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown. Jamal Williams had 11 for 38 and a tutty as well. Rashid Shaheed, 73 yards, including a 59-yard touchdown on the opening drive, and the Saints never looked back. To college football we go, where the Kentucky Wildcats were at the house hosting the Gamecocks, and it went real bad if you're a Wildcat, real good if you root for USC. Lenoris Sellers, just 15 passing attempts, but he converted 11 of them for a pair of touchdowns, one interception, a 54 QBR. Rocket Raheem Sanders, 13 carries, 54 yards, and a touch. Backup Robbie Ashford had to come in for some time, the former Auburn man, as Lenoris had to make his way to the back for an injury. Robbie Ashford was one of one for 7 yards, but he toted the rock six times for 26 yards. Your second leading rusher on the game, Matsuo Bennett Jr., the freshman, the rook from right here in Greenville, South Carolina, three grabs, 63 yards, and a touchdown there. Held Brock Vandegrift. Check out this number for the transfer out of Georgia to Kentucky. 3 of 10, 30 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, and a QBR of 1, ultimately. 139 through the air.
Wait. You said 1.
1.
As in singular.
1. As in a single. His QBR was 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I watched the game, so I'm not shocked, but I've never heard of
real bad.
1.
Real bad. They went with Gavin Wimsatt, the backup. He was 3 of 7 for 44 yards. The Cats ran it for 139 compared to South Carolina's 86. So the rushing game was good, but receiving just 44 yards in total through the air for Kentucky. South Carolina ended the game with 5 sacks overall, a pair of INT takeaways as well. Good day for South Carolina. Also a good day for the Clemson Tigers. 66-20. They knock off Appalachian State. This team had 35 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second, before Cade Klubnik, who was 24 of 26 for 378 and 5 touchdowns. Y'all, that is an immaculate game line. This man did it in the first half before he gave way to Chris Vinzina, who came in 7-11 for 78 yards. Phil Maffa had a buck 18 and a tutty on the ground on 10 carries, 11.8 yards per carry. Jay Haynes had 5 for 49. Bryant Wesco Jr., that's the name Cade Klubnik told us to look about. Bryant Wesco, 3 grabs, a buck 30 and a tutty. Jake Brenningstool, can you get Jake Brenningstool more into the offense more often, please? Can this man be a regular feature, please? 7 catches, a century mark through the air, and 2 touchdowns. Cole Turner had 4 for 49. Antonio Williams, 3 for 44. TJ Moore, 3 for 44. Adam Randall, 4 for 31. Pretty good day through the air for the Clemson Tigers behind Cade Klubnik. And then we wrap it up with not what you wanted, as the Furman Paladins find themselves on the losing end of a matchup this weekend at home against the Charleston Southern Southern Buccaneers. 24-20, your final. The Dens unable to defend the house. Trey Hedden, starting quarterback, 12 of 25 for 193, a touch and a pick in this one. On the ground, Mayan Hicks, 14 carries, 68 yards and a touch. But it was Charleston Southern coming up with multiple turnovers, including three from Hedden. He lost two of them that proved to be the distance, the difference. A lot of wind in this game. Made field goals very difficult. I was actually at this game thanks to our friends over at Furman, which you can hear Furman football right here on the Fan Upstate, including trying to get it right after an 0-2 start this weekend when they host the Stetson Hatters. It'll be a rebound game for Furman, who did not get it done. You got to wonder what the impact of that 76-0 road loss to Ole Miss was for Furman coming into this one. Can Clay Hendricks get it turned around? We're going to talk some Furman ball later in the show, later in the week. There's your South Carolina football update.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.